This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some Slayer out by request going out to Adam on the text line at 77999.
Gotta love it, man.
Kevin, I feel a little bit of a glow in the room right now.
There's a glow and there's a nice smell coming from down the hall, man.
We are welcoming members of Sanctuary into the Metal Shop booth. Gentlemen, welcome
back.
Hello,
Sanctuary!
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi.
So, let's go ahead and say your name. And let's introduce all of you and then dive into some awesome barbecue.
Hello, this is Lenny Rutledge.
My name is Laurel Dane. Sometimes.
Most of the time.
99.9% of the time.
I see.
And then who do we have here?
I'm the bass player for Sanctuary. My name is George Hernandez.
George, it's good. It's good to have you all here. We are going to be diving into like some Indiana Jones archaeological metal adventures down the road here in just a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Lenny, what did you bring us tonight?
I brought you baby back ribs.
Yes!
And country-style ribs and wings.
He worked for 7 hours slaving over the pit on this.
I did. Oh, man. It was fun, though. I might have had a couple beers along the way, too.
Hey, righteous. Man. Saturday, man.
Trust me, this man can barbecue.
That is awesome. So thank you guys so much for coming in. We're going to dive into your brand new record, new old record, Inception, here in just a few minutes. So thanks for listening to Metal Shop. I'll be right back.
Welcome back to Metal Shop, 99.9 KISW.
We are sitting in studio right now with one of the most epic bands from the Northwest, Sanctuary.
No, it's not Sanctuary. It's Sanctuary!
Okay. We keep telling Kevin, man, he's got to start a Sanctuary cover band there.
It may be Sanctuary now.
Yeah. Well, Lenny, let's start here at the literal beginning. Inception is a record that is new to most of us, but not to you guys per se. Let's start at the beginning here. How did you find these demos? Where did you find them? How did you unearth this new old material?
Because it's from 1986, right? Most
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, you know, we recorded it in 1986, and we kind of forgot about it. You know, it's this is the actual demo that we gave to Dave Mustaine when we met him, and You know, after that, we ended up getting signed, and, you know, we kind of forgot about it because we basically re-recorded a lot of the stuff. And
sure.
There's a few songs that weren't on Refuge Denied that are on these demos and everything. But, you know, back in the day, the sound quality wasn't that great, you know. So I ended up finding these tapes up, these 2-inch masters in my barn. My barn has a second floor on it, and I was up there looking for some stuff, and I found them in this bin with literally, you know, water in it. I mean, they're literally just like soaked with water and
Damn.
Mold all over them and everything.
Oh.
It was pretty messed up, and you know, I didn't even think we could restore them. And I ended up taking them somewhere where they just restore analog tape, and they put them in these things. They look like dehydrator, something like you'd put beef jerky in or something like that.
Whoa!
You know? Yeah, yeah, it was pretty cool, but. You know, it turned out that they actually restored them. I was surprised.
Awesome.
And then, you know, we passed them off to Zeus, and Zeus is the magic man. He put his touch on it, and you know, we've got a really cool deal with these things. I mean, if you're an early Sanctuary fan, or even a Sanctuary fan at all, I mean, this is something you really be into. You know?
In the Inception trailer that you guys posted, you literally pulled them out of a box of water.
Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty.
Damn,
they'd been up there for like 15 years too.
Oh my
you know,
God.
And just you know, in the barn on top of it was like a hayloft, you know, where they'd feed animals or something like that. And it was just there was holes in the roof and everything, so water and snow or whatever would just come down. And there was a bunch of stuff, you know, up there that we didn't think we cared about, but I didn't realize that those were up there. It's kind of one of those things where when you move, you just don't realize you might have put something somewhere, and then later on you find out, you're like, oh man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But you know, it worked out in the end.
Did you know they were going to be wet?
No, I didn't know they were going to be wet. But,
but how wet were they, Lenny?
They were pretty wet.
They were pretty.
Were
they
wetter
soaking.
Than Melissa Etheridge at a cheerleader convention?
Oh my God!
Mr. Worldane, folks.
Oh wow! This is, you know, honestly, that story, it sounds like almost too good to be true. But you got to check out the trailer online. It's awesome, and it literally shows that. So very cool.
What did you think when you pulled those out? They were like, and you know. Expletives.
I thought for sure there was no way in hell. I mean, my heart just sank. I was like, what did I do here? You know,
it is surprising.
It almost seemed like, you know, we didn't care about him, but we did.
You didn't care about him. You left him in an attic to soak.
To get snowed on.
Well,
good Lord.
I didn't know they were there, I swear.
Really? How do you lose track of something that important?
Well, we got it now.
So did you when you pulled them out of the box, did you know right away, you're like, we got to do something with this, if possible?
Well, at first, of course, I didn't know if they would even work or sound good. You know, after Zeus kind of did a rough mix for us, once we heard it, we were like, well, this could sound great. So let's pursue it.
And it does.
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
let's, without further ado, let's play one of the songs. This is one of the unreleased songs from the demo. I'm
okay.
Insane.
Which
correct?
Oh, okay, you're going to do I Am Insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we're starting there.
Do it.
All right, here it is. I'm Insane.
Unleash the helium hound.
Yes!
Here it is. I'm Insane off of Inception, coming out February 24th, Sanctuary in studio here on Metal Shop.
Inside my anger, it's not this one.
Yeah.
Barbecue we have right now. I know if you're listening, you're like, damn it, we can't eat that. But you know what? I'm just going to say, if you were here, you'd love it too. Thank you very much.
Shove it into the microphone. It'll come out their speakers.
Oh, Sanctuary. Lenny Rutledge, barbecue master, pit master.
That's right.
He is Lenny. The barbecue master.
Pit master of the metal world.
He slaved 7 hours for us tonight, and we very much appreciate it. Sanctuary in studio right now, Northwest Legends. They are back with a new, old, but new again album coming out this Friday on Century Media Records.
Well, there's two new songs on it, man.
Oh, that's very
there's
true.
Two new songs,
it's
man.
Two new songs.
And they're pretty. They're pretty effing groovy.
Yeah, they're fan effantastic.
And you know, this was, you know, a long time ago, and it's kind of like, you know, we resurrected.
It's like a time capsule. This guy
left all the tapes up in an attic and let them become
rotten,
waterlogged.
I mean, let's be honest.
It's amazing that it actually happened.
Yeah, it's literally kind of a miracle. But that's everybody's like, what's an analog tape? Anybody under the age of like 27?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, what?
What is that?
Is there a movie on
it? It's a relic of a foregone age.
It's something that sounds warmer than digital.
Yes.
You mean Spotify? What? Slap!
So, I mean, how old were you guys when you recorded these songs?
Dude, we were 20s. We were kids.
Nine.
We were 10
and
years
this
old.
Is the reason that I'm singing like I have a C-clamp strapped to my scrotum.
Oh,
really,
that's the
to
reason?
Be, to be,
well,
you get older, your voice changes. And man, I'm not one of those guys that's going to say, oh, nobody wants to hear these old songs anymore. Basically because I'm not going to name names, but there are singers that say,
Hey, Worrell, I love you, but we got to protect the children, man.
Okay,
sorry. There's little kids listening, and
anyways, yeah. What are some of the biggest influences you've seen change in the metal world since then? Obviously, it's been damn near 30 years.
You mean as far as music as a whole? Or, I mean, there's, you know, the whole digital thing and everything. I mean, it's obviously everything's changed quite a bit, you know. I think the way people get music now, the way people, you know, it's not, it's a little bit different for sure.
Absolutely.
People steal music now.
That's very true. It's hard. You got to adapt with the music industry, and I'm using big air quotes, which you can't see on the radio right now. But, like, tell us about when you guys were young dudes in the Northwest. Like, what were the clubs to go to? And, like, what were the places to be back then? Guys, tell us a story, Sanctuary. Come on.
Lenny's looking at me like I should know. The Brick Street Club was really good. It was fun. I remember hanging out with the guys from Rorschach Test.
Nice.
My cousin James Baker, singer of Rorschach.
Nice.
And Ben, the crazy guy. Crazy guitar player, dude. Keyboard player.
The Central multifaceted. Was a great place to play shows. The Central was. Rock Candy, of course.
Color Box. Yeah. Rock Candy.
Yeah.
Cool.
El Corazon, which used to be called the Off Ramp. Right?
And then the Graceland after that.
Do a lot of shows down there. Yeah. It was a great scene. It was a very, competitive, fierce scene that we had going, but it was a kind of a family-like thing that was happening in the 80s, and Sanctuary was definitely an inspiration to all of us because the success came so quick for those guys. When we're talking about Inception, it truly did, and it was something that we all, aspired to do as well, and Sanctuary did it better than most.
So regarding these,
and now you're in it.
From these songs from Inception, who did you record these with? Like back in the day, like where did you get
this
all these?
This is a good story. The original recordings that Zeus redid. There's a Northwest metal band. I don't know if you guys remember name called Rottweiler.
Yeah,
Paul Chrisman, the singer, recorded those demos with us.
Nice.
The ones that are appearing on Inception.
Yeah, they were recorded at two different studios. Paul Chrisman worked at Studio One.
Studio One.
Yeah, which was a little bit, I mean, you know, back in the day, Studio One was, you know, was in White Center, and so it was kind of a, you know, an iffy area, and the studio was kind of iffy too, but, I mean, we had a good time making it. It was a 16-track studio, so the things were a little bit rough. I know somebody spilled a Coke on one of the tapes and everything, you know what I mean? So, you know, those tapes were used to being
spilled
abused.
A Coke or some Coke?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
The soda version.
You know what? I can't
the
really say.
The soda version, my friend.
But we also recorded at Triad Studios as well. Recorded a couple of songs there, too. So, you know, we kind of branched out a bit.
Are you still friends with any of those guys? You still talk to any of them? I'm assuming that none of those studios are around anymore.
No, I mean,
well, Paul Chrisman
Triad's
is dead,
gone. And
so we can't
yeah,
really
Paul
talk
died. Yeah,
R.I.P. will do it.
Yeah, yeah. He was a great guy. Yeah, a great guy.
Yeah, he was awesome. He kept telling me what I was doing, tracking vocals. I get it. You're trying to be Robert Halford. Like, well, yeah.
Kind of.
Sure, that's an influence.
I get it, dude.
I'm just trying to be me, buddy. Like, oh, here, use this harmonizer. I'm like, no, I'll do the harmonizing tracks myself.
All right, Worrell, tell us about the Sacred Sex. We need to know about the Sacred Sex.
I give
sex.
The gift of Sacred Sex to
do
you.
Do you?
I don't know what it is. I think it, you know, might be a wiener alert.
Wiener alert!
I was a kid when I wrote those lyrics. They're stupid sex lyrics, and I love them and treasure them because they're part of my creative formation.
No, right. We were playing them on Valentine's Day, man.
Perfect.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's play
my favorite line is, you know, oh, God, something about dripping down your thigh.
Yeah.
It's classic. Is it endless love is dripping down your thigh?
Endless love is dripping down your thigh.
All right.
After I've torn you in two, bitch.
Jesus.
Can you not say the B word?
You can, you can say that one.
You can say that.
Okay, sorry.
All right, let's jump into another
Body
one.
Mouth.
The new Old Sanctuary record coming out on the February 24th, Inception on Century Media Records. Here is Dream of the Incubus.
Sacred Sex.
I come to you in dreams and drill you slowly.
Sanctuary in studio here on Metal Shop. It's the Rock of Seattle. We are in studio with Sanctuary, the almighty Sanctuary from here in the Northwest, celebrating a rare moment where Lenny discovered basically a treasure. The 1986 Sanctuary demos, the
like
record.
A pirate. Arr.
Yeah, you found it. You are
metal treasure,
blonde
man.
Beard. So the record's coming out next week, February 24th. It's called Inception on Century Media Records. What was the first thing that Zoot, and who was the first person you contacted after you knew that you had rediscovered this?
Oh, pretty much Zeus. You know, Zeus is he's a hardcore Sanctuary fan.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Right, when he heard that we were getting back together and everything, I mean, he actually contacted us, and he was so excited to do the reunion record and everything, you know, the year the sun died. And when I told him I had this stuff, he's like, dude, I got to hear this. And he was already here working with Queensryche, so he came over,
cool.
You know, and spent the night over, and, you know, we had a few beers, and
that's great.
We listened to it, and he's like, oh, man, I'm telling you, we can do some really good stuff with this. So he was very excited, and he's the man. I mean, he can make... I mean, he's just a master at making, you know, things sound great. So it was a cool deal.
He's worked with everyone from Hatebreed, and you mentioned to Queensryche and to Sanctuary. He's truly one of the heavy hitters in the world of like producing.
The go-to
yeah.
guy, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Zeus, please produce my next solo record.
Is he listening now?
I don't know if he's listening.
Lenny, when you pulled these out of that wet, moldy box, like how like bad was it? Did you have to grab like a scraper?
wait, back up.
Get the mold off of
it. Back up to the pulled it out of a wet, moldy box.
Hey, you know, we're all different humans.
I got a brain that's on dirt mode right now, and that just sounded filthy.
Sounded sexy.
Lenny,
did you have
how
gloves
was it
on?
To pull that out of a dirty, moldy box?
God damn it, world.
Did you wear protection?
It's all on the trailer,
on?
Yeah.
Did you taste the tip?
Oof.
Wait, we had to take it to the clinic.
Oh, wow.
To get it tested.
Like, literally. Zeus, you're the doctor here.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But was it, like, actually ruined? Or, like, did it look good still? Or?
No, I mean, it literally had, it had mold on it and everything. But I think a lot of the stuff, you know, in was so wrapped so tight in that reel.
Oh, God. Here we go.
That it was, you know, a lot of the data and everything was on the inside. So, yeah, I mean, it seemed to work out fine.
So you wore a condom.
Get your mind out of the gutter, damn it.
Well, you did wear protection. We've seen you guys are going to be hitting some pretty big European festivals this year. Is there any chance that, you know, maybe Sanctuary would be doing a few Northwest shows or maybe just one big extravaganza?
One would hope that we would actually play in
We're working on
city.
It. It's a secret, though.
Okay.
I know people. I can make it happen.
You know a couple of folks.
That's right.
A couple. Of
he may be
big names.
Now. You know, a couple of moldy. Sorry, I'm not even gonna take you there. I'm not gonna encourage your behavior.
Joke, but
we'll keep you updated as soon as we get the info from these guys.
So regarding the release of Inception itself coming out next Friday, what are you guys including in world? In what's in your package, man? What's in the package?
There's
in the package?
There's a ton of photos that nobody's ever seen before. I mean, it's a bunch of stuff that we gathered up that we've had over the years, and
that's awesome.
A ton of stories that nobody's heard. I mean, this whole thing is packed full of stories and photos, and actually artwork that's really cool. It's like when Ed Repka painted the first album, he did a bunch of sketches and everything for us, so you can kind of see, you know, his. The creation of it as it went along, you know, and steps and everything. So there's a lot of cool stuff like that that nobody's ever seen before. It's a really, really cool package.
Is it this? So it's the same guy who did the Refuge Denied artwork that
did this? Yeah, we wanted to keep it, you know, in that
He's
vibe.
He's done some of my favorite stuff, like Scream Bloody Gore.
He does all that cool stuff.
Same guy.
Yeah. We wanted to keep it in that vibe and the whole 1986 vibe. So we wanted to, you know, everybody to see, you know, how we interpreted everything. And, you know, it's like, that's one thing that a lot of people ask me. They're like, did you guys re-record anything? And we didn't. We wanted to keep it, you know, true to, you know, how we did it. We didn't overdub anything, you know, this time
that's
around.
Awesome.
We could have. Because there was a few things I was like, oh, God, I know I could do that better. But
keep it real.
We wanted to keep it real. We wanted people to hear what we, you know, how we interpreted it, how we recorded it. So
that's awesome, man. And we're hearing it now, man. It sounds great. And it's available on Friday on Century Records. Bad.
Century Media. Let's play Ascension to Destiny and be back with Sanctuary one last time here. This is Metal Shop on the Rock. Northwest Legends.
In studio now, we are hearing some jams off of their recently found demos, remastered, incredible stuff. The album is called Inception, coming out on Friday, remastered by Zeus. It kicks ass, and that was a cover of Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit. Tell us a bit about what the decision was like to, like, cover Jefferson Airplane, because that's kind of left field for a metal
band. That was
totally
my thing, because when I was a kid growing up, all my brothers, and I'm the baby.
Sure.
My youngest sister is 17 years older than me.
Oh, baby. Wow. Worrell.
And and they still treat me that way. Bitches. Anyway, I love them. But so around my house when I was growing up, they were listening to all this incredible music, like,
yeah,
Beatles and Jefferson Airplane and stuff that I normally wouldn't listen to because I'm just a kid.
Yeah.
And that song, White Rabbit, always stuck out in my head. I didn't know at the time that my sisters and my brother were probably out doing drugs and getting crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, no, man, just feed your head.
Yeah, exactly. But so that song always stuck in my head, and, you know, I did it in a couple bands before Sanctuary, and I brought it to these guys and just said, hey, we need to cover this song.
Nice.
It's so darn cool.
So we've already had a couple of phone callers going, hey, what's up with the new Sanctuary record? Rumor is you guys are working on something. Obviously, you got the new record coming out, new old record coming out next week, but we're not going to let you out of here.
Yeah, we're working on new stuff.
Yeah, we're working on it. We, Worrell and I were hanging out last week, and as a matter of fact, we got a bunch of stuff we're working on. We got some really high energy stuff. You know, normally we start out with, you know, a lot of the moody stuff first. It seems like both Worrell and I are fans of it, but I think this time I've decided to, you know, the moody stuff is easy for me to write, so I've decided to, you know, start with the harder stuff first, you know?
Yeah.
It's all about energy and intensity right
He's
now.
He's writing some stuff that's a little thrashier.
Cool.
Yeah.
Than The Year the Sun Died, so.
Ian, I gotta tell you, I've been at all the rehearsals, and the goal is to knock it out of the park every time. Yeah. And Lenny never comes in without his Louisville slugger.
He's like, yo, I'll beat your head in.
The balls are soaring, let me tell you.
You missed that
pull
off.
There ain't no base hits. It's a home run every time. That's what
That's
we
awesome.
Like.
That's awesome.
Thank you, George. Yeah, we're doing, you know, it's working out good, so we're on it.
There's some good tunes coming.
I just feel like I need to pull as much information out of you as I can.
All right.
We got so much stuff.
Well, we can
stuff.
Come down here every week if you want.
Hey, cool.
So much stuff coming.
Bring the awesome.
You know, we got the new Sanctuary record is in the works. I'm doing a new solo record.
Nice.
Awesome.
And with my band from Brazil, which are my fun special guys.
Oh, I bet that's a great time.
It sounds nothing like Sanctuary. It doesn't really sound, well, it kind of might sound a little bit like
Brazilian.
But yeah, they're Brazilian.
Nice. Cool.
I love it there. I'm going back.
The last time we talked to you, you were like, I'm going to Brazil in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, I spend a lot of time there.
Nice.
It's beautiful because, one thing, you go there with U.S. dollars and the exchange rate is like 3.3, so you get like...
Hey, my dollar is now worth $3.
That's awesome.
I know math, guys.
So I go shopping crazy and I buy clothes.
Do you guys have any advice for up-and-coming metal bands?
Don't give up.
Or any young kid who's listening right now?
Don't give up. That's the best advice you can give anybody because it takes time and doing, focus and determination, and not a lot of people are built for that.
That's true.
Yeah, concentrate on the songs for sure.
Concentrate on the songs, yeah.
It's not all about just, you know,
Can I just post on Facebook, man? Come on.
Sure, I guess it depends, but...
No is the answer to that. All right, guys. The last question that we have for now, at least one we like to ask, and please don't remove too many articles of clothing. Tell us a scar about your body, a scar on your body, and how you got it.
George?
Oh, Worrell's taking off his pants.
No. No.
No, he's bending over.
I do have...
Oh, no.
I do have a massive scar.
He's going to give us the sacred sex.
I have a massive scar on my right shoulder because... one day I was in the kitchen and the cat.
Uh-oh.
She really wanted to be fed, so she was screaming at me and running under my feet, tripped me, cracked my shoulder on the edge of the counter in the kitchen.
Shattered it.
So I now have a 6-inch rod of titanium and 5 titanium screws.
Thanks, cat.
In this shoulder.
Should have fed the cat!
If you saw the x-ray, you'd be terrified. And trust me, it did. I went to the ER, and, okay, here's some pain pills. Here's 2 pain pills, and your surgery is probably going to be next week. I'm like, what?
Great. Thanks for my shattered shoulder.
So eventually I had to go to a regular doctor, and he just fed me up with opiates, which just made me feel like an idiot because that crap turns your brain off.
You just time warped 3 weeks down the road there.
So I had to wait a week before I got the surgery, and oh my God, it hurt, and that is the worst scar I have.
Damn! Well, that sounds pretty brutal, man.
Jim Shepherd could tell you about his scars because he's got like
the mental scars.
He's got like a shark bite.
Jesus.
It looks like seriously he has a shark bite because he had surgery for Crohn's disease. And all that stuff, which has been an ongoing problem for him. But his scars are the worst.
Gnarly.
If you literally look at it, you'll be like, ah. It's hard to see.
That's terrifying.
Well,
it's terrifying.
Sanctuary in studio. Thank you so much. We're going to talk to you a little bit more, but we're going to play another song from the album Inception. It's Third War, Sanctuary on Metal Shop.
Yes.
Behold the Holocaust.
Of the song, the powerful voice of One World Day, and they are all in Studio Sanctuary's new reimagined, remastered. It's an incredible look into 1986 in 2016. It is called Inception.
2017!
Damn, dude.
Good,
you're right.
God, we're old.
I just messed that up. It's 2017, damn it. Anyways, that is coming out on Friday on Century Media Records, Sanctuary in Studio. Thank you so much for coming up and hanging out with us and bringing that amazing barbecue.
That's right.
Tasty.
Meat.
Yes.
Meat. It's what's for dinner.
So what's the next thing you guys are doing as a band? We saw the festivals that you're doing. Like, what from now, what's the next thing?
The next thing is, well, we can't really say what we think the next thing is going to be because it's not 100% confirmed, but we think it's going to be. But then we're going to do Hellfest in France.
Nice!
We're working on some stuff.
Are we doing another festival with Hellfest on that weekend?
We do three that weekend. So
really? So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yeah, we play. We're playing at least nine festivals and then maybe some club shows in between.
Vakken, people.
Yeah,
Vakken.
Awesome.
I think we're doing
I'm so over it, though.
15 shows in Europe.
It would really suck
to
be in the audience at Vakken because it's just a mud pit.
Oh, it's still fun, though.
Unless you have
you gotta love
VIP, it's.
Well, you got to get down and dirty sometimes.
Yeah, right? I've been there. I've played that festival so many times, I'm tired of being down and
just
dirty.
Go lay
I just want to hide backstage and not get my New Rock boots
hand
muddy.
Out the sacred sex.
Hand out that sacred sex, right, yeah.
So, gentlemen, do you guys have any final words for the Northwest Seattle audience before we let you go and then the new old record, Inception, comes out on Friday?
Well, Inception is going to really make an impact on you because if you like Refuge Denied, the old songs have been given a reboot, really, with thanks to Zeus. He did such a great job of making it. Some people are complaining that it sounds too modern now, but whatever. I mean,
it means it sounds pretty decent.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Exactly.
Damn right.
Yeah. So, and you know, we're going to work hard on the next Sanctuary record, and you know, we've all got projects.
Cool.
Yeah, I think you'll hear something from us here probably in early 2018.
Yeah, we're going to hold you to that. You know you're going to have to let us know first.
That's right.
Well, we have to come back.
Like I said, we're going to be here every weekend now.
And then we'll make you barbecue next time. How about that?
Yeah. Lenny, Worrell, George, Sanctuary in Studio, thank you so much. Pick up that album, Inception, on Friday. They are a proud Northwest
I do believe you can pre-order it on iTunes.
Yes, yeah, do it. Support Northwest Metal. Here's Veil of Disguise. Off that record, it's Sanctuary on Metal Shop.
Yeah! Helium.
Thanks again, gentlemen.
Yeah.
See you soon.
Yeah.
Adios. I bear this curse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.